Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Thursday. This is Christina Broomfield. I'll be hosting today. Thank you for tuning into our program. All week long, we've had the pleasure of having our guest, Eric Norquist. Eric is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. He has a history of working with individuals and couples. Area of expertise is addictions. And this week, we've been talking about both sex addiction and pornography addiction. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks for having me again, Chris. I'm looking forward to getting some more information out there today.
Well, you know, your information has been so valuable.
Thank you.
And before we jump in, though, I want to just encourage any parents or adults, if you have children or adolescents nearby, you might want to shoo them away and ask them to go do their chores or watch a movie, because we are talking about sensitive issue, sensitive topic. Really talking just sex addiction and porn addiction, and they can be different.
Mm-hmm.
They can overlap. And yesterday we closed out with some of the criteria. In other words, you know, you gave an example of a client saying, you know, twice a year I catch myself looking at porn, I feel like I'm a sex addict. And of course you cleared, no, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But then the fella that is looking at it all day long,
may be in denial.
I can stop
at
any time I want. No, I don't think so.
Right.
So you went over a list of some of the criteria. Could you share that with our listeners again?
Yeah, things that may signal an addiction or a movement towards addiction. If you have 3 of the 10, it may identify addiction. So number 1, repeated failures to resist sexual impulses. Engage in behaviors to greater extent or longer periods of time than intended. Number 3, long-standing desire or unsuccessful efforts to stop. Person can't seem to stop it. Excessive time obtaining, being, or recovering from sexual activity. Being preoccupied with preparation for sexual activity. Sexual behavior that frequently interferes with obligations such as jobs, home, relationships. Continued use despite consequences of any of those things we just said. Another one is need to increase intensity, frequency, or amount of risk to obtain that desired effect or a diminished effect with the same behavior. So these are a lot like substances, too. A lot of these overlap with substance addictions. Giving up important activities to be sexual, interests, hobbies, relationships, and finally becoming upset, anxious, restless, or irritable if unable to engage in sexual behavior.
And you know, when you went through that list, it occurred to me, as you just shared, that addiction in and of itself follows much of that. It's just, what are you addicted to?
That's right.
You know, drugs or alcohol,
right.
Sex, pornography. I've even gone as far to say a workaholic.
Right.
You know, work.
Food.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Something gets out of balance in our life. It
yes.
becomes way too important.
And then when we think of sex addiction, pornography addiction, it's so destructive in this, just in relationships and to our own mind.
It really is.
When they're doing this activity, someone who's really moving toward addiction or is in the addiction cycle, what kind of... How does that look, Eric?
Okay, so we're talking about when someone has that idea to have a fix of sexual activity. They get this chemical rush in their brain and they get fixated on it. It typically lasts 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm.
They start to fantasize or think about acting out.
Mm-hmm.
And they get this kind of this high from dopamine in the brain. So there's this preoccupation, this obsessing about sexual or romantic fantasies. There's kind of what people, we talk about this phenomenon in sex addiction of splitting. They put distance between their typical activities, like being a churchgoer or a husband and father. They kind of put that aside and they go into this altered type of thinking that we can sometimes call distance strategies. And also you can, people that use sex to escape problems start to use fantasies as a way to avoid real life. If they're used obsessively, this can feed rituals and puts additional distance between reality and sexual obsession. So ritualistic activity is kind of a way to introduce a trance and further separates oneself from reality. Mm-hmm. So again, we kind of split off the person. We talk about the public self and the private self sometimes. The third step is actually where you act out itself. Tension is reduced by acting on sexual feelings. Compulsivity means that addicts regularly get to the point that sex is inevitable no matter what the circumstance or consequence. Mm-hmm. So you kind of lose your filter on this is going to be appropriate or not. Mm-hmm. You just get into this cycle where you're just being sexual, thinking sexual constantly. So, and then the fourth one, after they act out, they feel despair. They feel like, I can't control myself. I feel terrible about this. I may have, you know, took advantage of someone, mm-hmm. or done something that I shouldn't have done, and they're kind of in disbelief. So those are kind of the four stages that happen when an addict acts out.
You know, those are amazing as you go through and identify, because it makes, it really clarifies how the addiction starts and the, just the physical response. Mm-hmm. To try to deal with this.
It's very much a physical, chemical, addictive process in the brain. Mm-hmm. And the more that pathway is gone over and over, the more of a rut it sort of becomes. And the more the behavior, you know, we're not using our good judgment. It's just like an automatic. It's like on autopilot.
And I think that is the warning. We need to stop and take a break. But when we come back, just really the warning that this doesn't get better if you continue. Mm-hmm. There needs to be rerouting.
Right.
Let's hear from our sponsor.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil, and you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Just talking with Eric before the break on the four stages of the actual activity. When it starts, the obsession, the dopamine being released in the brain, the high level, I would think, of anxiety until you can actually get some relief.
Right. Yes.
And then really diving into that third stage where the activity takes place with, you've already talked yourself into, I have to do this. I can't stop.
Right. Becomes automatic.
It just comes. And then that last stage where the regret, the guilt, mm-hmm. you know, the you went against your core beliefs, which mm-hmm. you know, if you're a believer, Christian, that God wanted, doesn't want this in your life.
Right.
It just, and it continues to get worse if there's not intervention.
That's right. And what you mentioned there, that final stage of despair, you know, we talked about earlier in the week about people that have had low self-esteem or have had abuse in their backgrounds, that can fuel the starting over again. So I'm such an unlovable, unworthy person. I feel so rotten about myself. I need to do something to feel better. So I go get my next fix of a sexual high.
So it feeds right into the core belief.
Exactly.
And it cycles, cycles, cycles. And don't, again, I'm not an expert in this area, but don't most addictions, they don't level off. They continue to decline because I think even one of your criteria was that you have to intensify.
Right, for the same
to get the same fix. It's kind of like getting if you were taking a pill and you get immune to it.
Right.
You can't get the same high or a drug.
Exactly.
Then you have to chase stronger and stronger and stronger.
That's right.
So we see that cycle take place.
That's right. And that's why there are sometimes escalation in behaviors where it might start with pornography at home. Goes to strip clubs, it goes to prostitution, it goes to illegal type sexual activities. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in that way, that's how sex addiction escalates.
So you have done a wonderful job of defining a horrific issue in our culture. With the stats that you shared, with the warnings about our kids starting out early and where that would head. Mm-hmm. Treatment, I mean, honestly, I know our listeners are saying, well, let's just throw our hands up in the air. This is out of our control. And that's why we're here.
Right.
So treatment is an option, and it has a good ending. It can have a good ending.
Absolutely. This is a treatable thing, but it does require some depending on how far it's gone, it requires some pretty severe intervention and probably requires, 6 to 12 months of therapy. What I notice in my clients is if I can get them kind of clean and free from this for about 4 to 6 weeks, they usually can kind of, that hypersexuality, that thinking about sex all the time, kind of diminishes after about 3-4 weeks. If I can get them off of that and get them to get rid of their devices, filter their computers, stay away from the things they're doing, if I can get them off kind of off that over-sexualizing and get their levels back down to kind of a normal, it's much easier to take it from there. It's like a detox almost.
Yeah, I was going to say that, almost as if when addicts are detoxed. So backing it down, that dopamine and serotonin, all the things that are going on in the brain, just really numbing it down can help them control it better.
Absolutely. You're almost decreasing the high you're getting off your brain chemicals. Mm-hmm. That's why this addiction is different, because you're literally getting high in your brain off your own chemical rush of excitement.
And it's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
You don't have to, it's not some drug on the street. And
it's also free.
Yeah, yeah. So it and what an escape when life is too tough.
We talked about why people do this, and one of the reasons is escape from reality, trying to feel better emotionally. That's usually why people do use drugs. They want to feel better.
You know, it just is that cycle of addiction. And we really want to spend some time tomorrow as we close out our program today, Eric, on talking treatment and what that looks like, just giving our listeners some hope. I want to encourage them, if there's somebody in their family, if they find themselves struggling, pick the phone up. You will be able to get past this. You can help a family member or a neighbor or a good friend. Just pick the phone up and give us a call. Our number's coming up here shortly. Jot it down. And if you have any questions, we're here to help. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
Looking forward to wrapping up next, on Friday.
All right. Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.